AM VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Israel early Saturday launched what it says were retaliatory strikes against Iranian infrastructure. Details from AP's Ben Thomas.
Israel's been threatening to carry out such an attack since Iran launched a barrage of ballistic missiles against Israel earlier this month. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari.
The regime in Iran and its proxies in the region have been relentlessly attacking Israel since October 7th on seven fronts, including direct attacks from Iranian soil. Like every other sovereign country in the world, the state of Israel has the right and the duty to respond.
The attack risks pushing the archenemies closer to all-out war. I'm Ben Thomas.
The White House indicated that Israel's strikes on Iran should end direct exchange of fire between the two enemy countries, while warning Tehran of consequences should it respond. A senior White House official said the administration believed the Israeli operation to close out the direct military exchange between Israel and Iran and said other allies were in agreement. White House National Security spokesman John Kirby provided more insight on how the U.S. is assessing the possibility of North Korean troops joining the war in Ukraine after Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky made those claims. Kirby says there may be more North Korean forces inside Russia than what was stated before.
It is possible that there are now more than 3,000 troops from North Korea that are that have been dispatched to Russia for outfitting and for training. The other day I said it was about 3,000. We believe that it's possible, and we're looking into reports that the number could be north of that.
Western officials have warned that North Korean units joining the fight would stoke the almost three-year war and bring geopolitical consequences as far away as the Indo-Pacific region. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the International Criminal Court prosecutor who charged Israel's leader faces a sexual misconduct probe.
As the International Criminal Court's top prosecutor sought war crimes charges this year against Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, he was engulfed in a behind-the-scenes personal crisis. Karim Khan faced an accusation he tried to coerce a female aide into a sexual relationship, an allegation he's denied and court officials have suggested was part of an Israeli smear campaign. Two co-workers, in whom the woman confided, took the case in May to the court's independent watchdog, which ended its inquiry when she opted against a formal complaint. Sources close to the matter tell the AP the woman is now seeking an external investigation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Mozambique's capital, Maputo, was tense on Friday after protests ensued on Thursday in response to the country's ruling party, Frelimo, retaining power in the recent general election, a move that extends its five-decade rule in the southern African state. Alice Rizzo reports from Reuters.
Protesters barricaded streets and set tires ablaze to dispute the election results, with the opposition accusing Frelimo of fraud. Frelimo's candidate, Daniel Chapo, is set to succeed President Filipe Nyusi after winning more than 70% of votes, according to the Electoral Commission. His closest challenger, Venancio Mondlane, backed by the Podemos Party, came second with 20% of the vote. Mondlane, who claims he is the rightful winner, called Friday's nationwide protests. A European Union mission reported irregularities in vote counting and result alterations at local and district levels.
Reuters' Alice Rizzo. Four astronauts are back on Earth after a space station mission that lasted almost 8 months. A SpaceX capsule carrying the crew parachuted into the Gulf of Mexico off the Florida coast before dawn Friday. Three Americans and one Russian should have returned from the International Space Station 2 months ago, but were delayed by Boeing's Starliner crew capsule and weather. Shortly after splashdown, NASA said one of its astronauts had a medical issue. Space agency says the unidentified astronaut is in stable condition and remains at a Florida hospital as a precautionary measure. Microsoft has fired two employees who organized an unauthorized vigil at the company's headquarters for Palestinians killed in Gaza during Israel's year-long war with Hamas. Microsoft said Friday it has ended the employment of some individuals in accordance with internal policy, but declined to provide any more details. That event happened during lunchtime Thursday at Microsoft's campus in Redmond, Washington. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.